Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hey guys, it's Wendy here with Charlie Jane. The other day I had somebody ask me what a contingency speaker is, and a lot of you probably are already going to know what this is, but for those of you that do not, this video is about how to promote yourself as a contingency speaker. I think that I might have touched base on this in one of the other videos, but we're going to go over just a few things. So, in short, a contingency speaker is a backup for an event planner, the hiring party, in a case a speaker is a no-show or cancels due to an emergency or sickness. So the planner is stuck big time, and this is where you come in because you have positioned yourself in there as a contingency speaker, and they know this, and they're comfortable calling you and saying, "Help, can you fill in at the last minute?" You say, "Of course, I'm happy to do so." So in trying to promote yourself as a contingency speaker, or letting them know that you're available, one way, when you send out a proposal for a lead that you found or for an event somewhere and you don't get accepted, then you need to send a letter or an email letting them know that you will be available as a contingency speaker. And do this two times, just so they remember you're there if the need arises, okay? You can also research events that have completed their lineup of speakers and it's a perfect match for you, but they've already found all their speakers. So don't send a letter or postcards or emails to events that are not a fit for you, okay? Just something that you think you really would have been just a great fit at. So what you want to do is research the relevant events that have a lineup that's already completed, and then send off a postcard or email. I say postcard because it kind of sticks out more. This would mean that you need to create a postcard specifically for contingency speakers. Have them on hand and ready to send out. You can get them printed up fairly inexpensively almost anywhere nowadays. You can also have a link on your website that says available as a contingency speaker. When they click it on and they have maybe like a brief bulleted list of your topics on hand and easily found on that page, explain your contingency service, your requirements, etc., and then maybe have a short form for them to fill out so you can add them to your mailing list, which we all know is very important. Also have every possible way of them to get a hold of you. I say this all the time, you're probably getting tired of hearing it, but when they have the multiple ways to contact you, this sets the planner's mind at ease. So share all of your phone numbers, email address, Skype, social media, cell, even your VA's phone numbers if you have a VA, and so forth. So the easier it is for them to get a hold of you in an emergency situation, the better for you, because this is just another way to get your foot in the door and for more doors of opportunity to open for you.